FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. Torrin Wells, Joy in the Morning. Good morning to you at 719.
We can expect sunshiny skies today with a high of 70, clear conditions overnight, low of 45. Tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny, 72, 75 degrees both Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy skies Saturday, Sunday clouds and rain early, then becoming mostly sunny. Right now, it's 43.
Our friends from Sailor's Heart, Carolyn Ogilvie and Lauren Walker with us this morning. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And you're both co-founders, yeah. And you guys started this. So, Carolyn, tell me a little bit about Sailor's Heart and what you guys do.
Yeah, so we have kind of three different services that we offer. We offer our free bereavement phone line for mamas. That's specifically for them to reach out to us, to have community. We also put together and donate boxes to local hospitals. And inside these boxes are items that will help these mamas make lifelong memories while they're with their babies. So the short time that they're together, they can do X, Y, and Z, the things we put in there to help them create these lifelong memories together. And then we also provide some grief coaching for family members. So you might have a loved one who's experienced a loss and you just don't quite know how to talk to them or how to reach out to them. So if they reach out to us, we kind of coach them, hey, let's put together this gift, say these things, love on them in this way, maybe do try this, just so that they're loving on their loved ones the best that they can.
That's amazing. And Lauren, I'm imagining with all the things that you're doing and the ladies you're talking with and the families that you're ministering with, you must have some great stories about how God has worked through what you're doing.
Yes, we do. So one of the first moms we connected with, she experienced a second trimester loss of her baby girl. And so through the connection, I spoke to her on the bereavement phone line for many months, just kind of sharing in the grief and walking through it with her. We still to this day have never met in person.
Wow.
But one of the things through this that has impacted Carolyn and I both that made us feel like this is something that we want to continue to do is her statement that it was a community for her of strangers that were like a friend. And so creating that connection with them. And now she's gone on to honor her own daughter in her local community by working with moms there and also different than us, but trying to walk along the moms there as well in their grief.
Yeah, I love what you're doing. And I'm looking at your boxes. What's the significance of the orange slice with the boxes and the bags that you give out?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So we have a lot of details in the boxes we offer to the hospitals and comfort gifts. The orange slice, when I was pregnant with Selah, I craved oranges, orange juice, the smell of oranges, anything that had to do with an orange, I could not get enough of. And so it is a little, as we call like a God wink, it reminds me of her.
Mm-hmm.
But also it reminds us of sunshine. It's an uplifting smell. And so in the darkest part of people's walk or season of life, being a little bit of light and uplifting. And so
I love that.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Carolyn, I'm imagining that these boxes cost to get those out to hospitals and out to the families. How can our listeners get involved?
Yeah, if people, really what we need, truthfully, is we need people to donate monthly. We need like a pledge.
Right.
That way we can commit to hospitals, hey, we can donate this many boxes every other month.
Right.
Or things of that sort.
Right.
Right now we've just kind of been taking in one-time donations, which we love, but we're not able to commit long-term.
Right.
So on our website, we have a tab under donate, and if people would just go there, I mean, honestly, $2 a month would make an impact in someone's life, and we would be so grateful. Or if you have a loved one and you want to reach out to them and share the love of Jesus with them, how healing comes, let us know, and we can put together a comfort box for them with you.
That's awesome. Go to selahsheart.org. I understand you also have social media.
Yes, we have an Instagram where selahs_heart. Reach out to us there too. Check us out.
Very cool. Sailorsheart.org or find them on Instagram too. Ladies, thank you so much for being here today. It was great having you. Back to the music we go. This is Esther Lynn. Every day your love is new on FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.